State Representative Michelle Ugenti-Rita recently went public with a Facebook post describing harassment, including, quote, unwanted sexual advances she has faced since taking office in 2011. She said she complained to House leadership at the time, but nothing meaningful was done. Ugenti-Rita told KJZZ this week the problems should have been addressed.
It shouldn't have had to come to this to have a policy like that down there. I know we're unique, we have a unique makeup, but that doesn't negate the fact that we should have very clear, precise policies in place to deal with this stuff.
House Speaker J.D. Mesnard this week unveiled a detailed policy that's intended to cut off sexual harassment. He says a policy has been in place, but perhaps wasn't clear. Again, Michelle Ugenti-Rita.
Nobody ever sat me down and said, here's our policy, here's the steps, here's what needs to be initiated. Could you please fill out this form? None of that existed.
Ugenti-Rita also made it clear she believes any policy should cover both the House and Senate. Earlier, I spoke with Speaker Mesnard to get a deeper perspective on harassment at the Capitol and what needs to be done about it. I began by asking him why it's significant to clarify policies now.
The importance in putting this policy out there is first and foremost so that people know where to go if they're combating or addressing or feeling like they're being attacked in a sexual harassment sort of way or any sort of way. We have had policies in place, but I do think it's fair to say they haven't been clear. We have a training program that all new members and all new staff go through, but you know, you only go through it once. Years might go by. Sometimes you start to forget. And also when you're new, there's a lot coming at you. So we're actually going to do an ethics training refresher here at the start of the session. But in the meantime, we wanted to put it out there, put this policy out there so that people know what the process is and where to go if they're facing sexual harassment.
Now, you have been down at the Capitol for a long time, not just as a representative or as a speaker, but in many other aspects. You've been there for a pretty good portion of your life. Have you seen examples that kind of made you uncomfortable?
I haven't had anything come at me that made me uncomfortable. Sometimes you see others interacting, and you know, it's sometimes the clear line that's crossed. Sometimes it's gray. You kind of look at the person who's the recipient of certain commentary and wonder, well, do they think it's funny? You know, what, you know, was this appropriate? I think at the end of the day, it's really important for those who feel like they're on the receiving end of inappropriate commentary or harassment to come forward. I hope they feel emboldened to come forward, because we can really only begin tackling specific situations when folks come forward and share their situations with us.
And as Speaker, you have so many responsibilities. Where does this sort of thing fall under your responsibilities from your point of view?
So it's a tricky thing. Being in the legislature as the Speaker, I have authority over everybody in the building who's an employee. I can hire and fire. So anybody who violates our anti-harassment policies, I can easily deal with if they're on staff. With legislators, it's a little trickier because I'm not their boss. They have certainly given me authority and a level of power, I suppose, but it stops short of single-handedly firing them. Only the voters can do that. There is the ability for the whole legislature to expel somebody, and usually that follows an ethics investigation and finding. But it is a little bit of a different animal than the typical workplace.
Representative Ugenti-Rita was very public in saying that she brought something up more than 5 years ago, that she had an experience like that. Even since she made this public announcement, have you heard from anybody else? And I don't even mean people who have experienced this at the Capitol or whatnot, but people who are just more concerned about it. Has that been something that you've been hearing about more that you would have before she came out?
So periodically I'd have a member or a lobbyist even or someone come to me and share with me about a situation. And then a lot of what happens is the follow-up is, you know, what level of interaction or reaction do you want from me? I'm certainly willing to engage in the situation. A lot of times folks actually just want me to be aware, just want me to know, and may not want me to respond because of fear of the relationship, or they feel they address it themselves or whatnot. So it can be a little challenging to address situations, which is why individual situations, which is why we put this policy out there that's an across-the-board policy. But yeah, I have had to deal with certain situations from time to time. I don't know if I'd say it's prevalent. That's probably a matter of perspective. I have members who've come out since since Mrs. Eugenti Rita raised these issues and said, I think this is a problem, or no, I don't think it's a problem. Either way, we wanted to make sure that there's a policy to address it when it's a problem, and that that policy is very clear.
Is there an atmosphere there that generally is comfortable, you think?
I think without question that the democratic process can be messy and uncomfortable. People often don't like to talk about politics, and yet the legislature is inherently a political institution where a variety of ideas clash with each other and different worldviews and value systems come into conflict. So it can be a very tense environment, and that's why we want to make sure that in the midst of it, our dialogue, how we treat each other, is appropriate, is respectful, because when emotions are already high and you forget about what it is to be civil to those around you, that's when inappropriate language can certainly pop in. And then there are some people just who come from a background where apparently they think certain discussions are okay, or we're never told it wasn't okay. And that those situations we have to take head on and correct.
J.D. Mesnard is Speaker of the Arizona House. Speaker Mesnard, thank you.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.